More than 200 Haitians are under detention in Miami this evening after they jumped ship near the wealthy island suburb of Key Biscayne. The incident occurred just as rush hour was beginning on the highway leading to the island, tying up traffic for hours. NPR's Philip Davis has just returned from the scene and joins us now. Philip, tell us what happened out there.
Well, approximately a 50-foot-long gray wooden freighter, some say from Port-au-Prince, other people say from Cap Haïtien, came within 30, 40 feet of the shore of Key Biscayne, and hundreds of Haitians jumped out, climbed out, and tried to swim ashore and make their way by foot across a main highway into Miami.
And as I understand it, some of the folks stopped cars on the freeway trying to get rides from people.
Yeah, some of these Haitians tried to flag down passing pickup trucks. Apparently, several pickup trucks did allow some of the refugees or some of the migrants to get on board and head into Miami. But police pretty rapidly closed this causeway. It's called the Rickenbacker Causeway that connects Key Biscayne and Miami down completely. And they managed to round up most of the Haitians that were aboard this vessel.
Have you learned anything else about their journey from Haiti?
Well, it seems like it was an incredibly difficult journey. They were on the high seas, for about 8 days. I was told by the mayor of North Miami, who is also Haitian American, that he was told by some of the these migrants that they had very limited food, very limited water, and they were packed aboard this boat. When they finally did make it to Miami and came ashore, many were complaining of being dehydrated and hungry. Some were shivering, even though it was a very warm, balmy South Florida evening, and they needed to have blankets to keep warm.
200 of these Haitians are in detention now. What's going to happen to them next?
Well, it all depends. If they are like many Haitians that come over here, they're going to claim refugee status, which means they'll be taken to a detention center where they'll be asked about their fears of persecution. That's the only way without a valid visa that you can legally come into the United States is under refugee status. But you have to prove that refugee status. You have to prove that you face you have a credible fear of persecution in your home country. That's a very tough standard for many Haitians to meet. Currently, there are over 200 Haitians being detained. They've been detained for since last December, seeking refugee status, and most of them have been denied. And in fact, just last week, about 50 of them were deported back to Haiti.
And Miami's Haitian community will be watching very closely the way these migrants are treated.
That's very true. One of the things that's happening here is the Haitian community is growing in political power, political clout, and they see with a lot of frustration the different treatment that they get vis-a-vis the treatment that is received by Cuban migrants. Ironically enough, this Haitian freighter filled with 200 Haitian migrants picked up three Cuban migrants on the high seas who were trying to leave Cuba. But under the so-called wet foot dry foot policy, the Cuban migrants who made it onto land will be allowed to stay, but the Haitian migrants who made it onto land will not. And this is something that has long outraged the Haitian community here in Miami, and they're hoping this high-profile case will bring attention to what they consider a grave disparity in the treatment between the two communities and perhaps allow Haitian migrants to be treated in the same way as Cuban migrants.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you.
NPR's Philip Davis in Miami.